Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So today we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 15. The Lord accepts prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhatt Acharya. And to tell you the truth, I'm not entirely sure which verse we should read from. I gave the class last time, was it? Or did you?
Yes.
You did?
No, yes.
I did?
Yes.
All right, okay then. We'll read from verse 46. Yes. We'll read from verse 46 because it's sort of the beginning of a different little section, you could say. Okay. So, Madhya Lila, chapter 15, verse 46, and we'll read on from there. Tamara gari kertane ami nitya nachim, tumide kapabi ara kehana dekiba. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Srivas Thakur, perform congregational chanting daily, and be assured that I shall also dance in your presence. You will be able to see this dancing, but not others. Oh, mystical. Evastra matake diha, e sabha prasada, dandavat kari amara, shamaiha aparada. Take this prasadam of Lord Jagannath and this cloth and deliver them to my mother Sachi Devi. After offering her obeisances, please request her to excuse my offenses. Tamraseva chadi ami kari yach sanyasi. Dharmanahe kari ami nija dharma nasha. I have given up the service of my mother and have accepted the sannyas order. Actually, I should not have done this. By so doing, I have destroyed my religious principles. Tanra prema vasha ami tanra seva dharma. Taha chadi kari yachi vatulera karma. I am subordinate to the love of my mother, and it is my duty to serve her in return. Instead of doing so, I have accepted the renounced order. Certainly, this is the act of a madman. Vatula balakira mata nahilaya dosha ejani mata more nakaraya rosha. A mother is not offended by her mad son. And knowing this, my mother is not offended by me. Kikaya sanyase mora, prema nija dana, ye kali sanyasa kailon, chanahaila mana. I had no business in accepting the renounced order of life and sacrificing my love for my mother, which is my real property. Actually, I was in a crazy state of mind when I accepted sanyas. Nilachale achon muni tanhara agyate madhye madhye asimu tanra charana dekite. I'm staying here at Jagannath Puri Nilachal to comply with her orders, but at intervals I go see her lotus feet. Nitya yai deke muni tanhara charane spurti gyane teno taha sacha nahimane. Indeed, I go there daily to see her lotus feet. She is able to feel my presence although she does not believe it to be true. Ekadina shalyana, shalyana vyanjan. Ekadina shalyana, vyanjana panchasata, shakamocha ganta brishta, patola nimba pata, limbu ada kanda dadi, dukta kanda sara, shalagrame samarpilena, baho upahara. One day my mother said she offered food to Shalagram Vishnu. She offered rice cooked from shalipadis, various kinds of vegetables, spinach, curry made of banana flowers, fried patola with neem leaves, pieces of ginger with lemon, and also yogurt, milk, sugar, candy, and many other foods. Prasada lanakole karena krandana nimaira priyamora e sabha vyanjana. Taking the food upon my lap, mother was upon her lap. Taking the food upon her lap, mother was crying to think that all this food was very dear to her nimai. Well, that's important, isn't it? For when we're cooking offerings for Lord Chaitanya, these preparations mentioned here. This is Madhya Lila, chapter 15, verses 54 and 55. There's a number, there's like 10 or so different preparations which were very dear to Lord Chaitanya. Nimani nahika eta ke kare bojana morajyane ashrujale varila nayana. My mother was thinking, Nimai is not here. Who will accept all this food? As she meditated upon me in this way, her eyes filled with tears. Shigra yai muni sabha karinu bakshana shunya patra deki ashru kariya marjana. While she was thinking and crying, I immediately went there with great haste and ate everything. Seeing the dish empty, she wiped her tears away. Keana vyanjana kaila shunya kene pata balagopal kiba kaila balagopala kiba kaila sababata. She then began to wonder who had eaten all the food. Why is the plate empty, she wondered, doubting that balagopal had eaten it all. Sababata, all the rice. Kibamora kataya mane, brahmahana gela, kibakona jantu asi, sakala kaila. She began to wonder whether there had actually been anything on the plate in the first place. Then again she thought that some animal might have come and eaten everything. Kiba ami anapatre brahmena badila eta chinti pakapatra yana dekila. She thought, perhaps by mistake I did not put any food on the plate. So thinking, she went into the kitchen and saw the pots. Anavyanjan purna deki. Purna deki, sakala bhajane, dekiya samshaya haila, kichu chamatkara mane. When she saw that all the pots were still filled with rice and vegetables, there was some doubt in her mind, and she was astonished. Ishane bolana puna, stanas lepa ila, punarapi gopalake ama samarpila. Thus wondering, she called Ishan, the servant, and had the place cleaned again. She then offered another plate to Gopal. E mata yabe karena utama randana more kariyate kare utkantaya rodan. Now whenever she prepares some good cooked food and wants to feed it to me, she cries in great anxiety. Tanra preme ani amai, karaya bhajana. Antare manai sukha, bhai nahi mane. Being obliged by her love, I am brought here to eat. Mother knows all these things internally and feels happiness, but externally she does not accept them. E vijaya dasha mitehayala eriti. Tanake puchia tanra karaiha pratiti. Such an incident took place on the last Vijaya Dashami day. You can ask her about this incident and thus make her believe that I actually go there. Eteka kahite prabhu vivala haila loka vidai karite prabhu dairya darila. While describing all this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a little overwhelmed. But just to finish bidding farewell to the devotees, he remained patient. Raghava pandite kahin vachana sarasa tomara shuddha prema ami hai tomara vasha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next spoke some relishable words to Raghava Pandit. He said, I am obliged to you due to your pure love for me. We read this last week about Raghava Pandit. Yes, I forgot. We read all of it. Anyway, let's read it again because it's nice. Yes, so Raghava Pandit, he loved Lord Chaitanya just so much that he only wanted the best. He only would accept the best for Lord Chaitanya. Anything even slightly less than just perfect, he wouldn't offer to the Lord. In Hare Krishna Sevara Kata, Shuna Sarva Jana, Parama Paritra Seva, Ati Sarvotama. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then informed everyone, just hear about the pure devotional service rendered to Krishna by Raghava Pandit. Indeed, Raghava Pandit's service is supremely pure and highly accomplished. Aradravya Rahushuna Narikalera Kata Panchaganda Kari Narikela Vikaya Tata. Apart from other commodities, just hear about his offering of coconuts. A coconut is sold at the rate of 5 gandas each. Vatite kata shatavrikshe laksha laksha pala. Tatapi shunena yata mishta narikela. Although he already has hundreds of trees and millions of fruits, he is still very eager to hear about the place where sweet coconuts are available. Eka eka palera mulya dia chari chari pana dasha krosha haite anai karya yatana. He collects coconuts with great endeavor from a place 20 miles away, and he pays 4 panas each for them. Well, I'm not so familiar. Oh, no, Prabhupada says, in the word for word it says, that 1 panna is 20 gandas. So he's paying 4 pannas, means he's paying 80 gandas per coconut 20 miles away because they are such high quality. Whereas otherwise, coconuts are sold for 5 gandas each. 5 gandas, what is that again? 5 gandas is a quarter of a panna. That's what they're paying normally. 5 pannas is a quarter of a ganda. Wait, wait a second, what's this now? He pays 4 panas. Oh, okay. Anyway. Okay, he pays 4 panas. Okay, they're normally sold for 5 gandas. Okay, which is a quarter of a panna. But he pays 4 panas. Means he's paying 16 times more. 16 times. Pratidina panchashata pala cholana shushitala karite rake jale dubaina. Every day 5 to 7 coconuts are clipped and put into water to keep cool. Bogara samayapuna chuli samskari Krishna samralpana kare mukha chidra kare. At the time of offering boga, the coconuts are again clipped and cleaned. After holes are made in them at the top, they are offered to Lord Krishna. Krishna say narikela jalapana kare kabushunya pale rakain kabu jalabari. Lord Krishna drinks the juice from these coconuts, and sometimes the coconuts are left drained of juice. At other times, the coconuts remain filled with juice. That means they leave them in front of the deity. And sometimes, when they come back to take them away, there's no juice in them. But sometimes there is. Anyway. Jalashunya paladeki pandita harshita palabangi shashye kare satpatra purita. When Raghava Pandit sees that the juice has been drunk from the coconuts, he is very pleased. He then breaks the coconuts, takes out the pulp, and puts it on another plate. Shasya samarpana kare bahire deyana shasya kana krishna kare shunya bhajana. After offering the pulp, he meditates outside the temple door. In the meantime, Lord Krishna, having eaten the pulp, leaves the plate empty. This is high level. This is very high level. I don't think it happens so much here. We're not on that level. Kabushasya kanapuna patrabare shamse sharabade panditira prema sindhu base. Sometimes after eating the pulp, Krishna fills the plate again with new pulp. In this way, the faith of Raghava Pandit increases and he floats in an ocean of love. It's amazing, truly. Ekadina, paladasha, samskara kariya, boga lagaiti sevaka aila lana. One day it so happened that about 10 coconuts were properly clipped and brought by a servant to offer to the deity. Avasara nahihaya, vilamba haila, palapatra hate sevak, dware ta rahila. When the coconuts were brought, there was little time to offer them because it was already late. The servant, holding the container of coconuts, remained standing at the door. Dwarera uparabite tenu hata dila, sehate palachunyal, pandita dekila. Raghava Pandit then saw the servant. Raghava Pandit then saw that the servant touched the ceiling above the door and then touched the coconuts with the same hand. Pandita kahe dware. Well, no. Pandita kahe dware loka kare gatayate tarapadi duli udi lagi upara bite. Raghava Pandit then said, People are always coming and going through that door. The dust from their feet blows up and touches the ceiling. Sebite hate hata dia pala parashila. Krishna yogya nahe pala upavitra haila. After touching the ceiling above the door, you've touched the coconuts. Now they are no longer fit to be offered to Krishna because they're contaminated. Yes. Not fit. Not fit. Krishna is the best. And only things which are the best as much as is possible should be offered to him. And we actually read the purport last week. So let's just continue. Etabali pale prela prachira langia Aiche pavitra prema seva jagat jiniya. Such is the service of Raghava Pandit. He did not accept the coconuts, but threw them over the wall. His service is purely based on unalloyed love, and it conquers the whole world. Tabe ara narikela samskara karaila parama pavitra kari loga boga lagaila. Thereafter, Raghava Pandit had other coconuts gathered, cleansed, and clipped. And with great attention, he offered them to the deity to eat. Emata kala amra naranga kantala yaha yaha duragrame shuniyache bala. In this way, from distant villages, he collects excellent bananas, mangoes, oranges, jackfruits, and whatever other first-class fruits he has heard about. This is Krishna consciousness. Not to go to the market and find the cheapest, and that which, you know, that they're willing to give away because it's just, you know, it's too old to sell. It might not be fit for human consumption. Not like that. The best. The best, because Krishna is the best. All these fruits are collected from distant places and bought at a high price. After trimming them with great care and purity, Raghava Pandit offers them to the deity. E mata vyanjanera shaka, no. E mata vyanjanera shakamula pala, e mata chida hudum, sandesha sakala. Thus, with great care and attention, Raghava Pandit prepares spinach, other vegetables, radishes, muli, yeah? Mula, radishes, fruits, chipped rice, powdered rice, and sweetmeats. E mata pitapana shira odana, parama pavitra ara, Kare Sarvotama. He prepares cakes, sweet rice, condensed milk, and everything else with great attention. And the cooking conditions are purified, so the food is first class and delicious. Kashamdi achara adi aneka prakara gandavastra alankara sarvadravya sara. Raghava Pandit also offers all kinds of pickles, such as kashamdi. He offers various scents, garments, ornaments, and the best of everything. Emata premiera seva kare anupama yahadeki sarvo lokera judaya nayana. Thus, Raghava Pandit serves the Lord in an incomparable way. Everyone is very much satisfied just to see him. Etabali Raghavere Kaila Alangane Emata Samanila Sarva Bhakta Gane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then mercifully embraced Raghava Pandit. The Lord also offered all the other devotees a farewell with similar respect. Shivananda Sene Kahe Kariya Samana Vasudeva Datira Tumi Kariya Kariha Samadana. The Lord also respectfully told Shivananda Sen, take care of Vasudeva Dutt very nicely. Amazing. It's Vasudeva Dutt. It's a super devotee. Parama Udara Inho Ye Dina Ye Aise Ye Se Dine Vyaya Kahe Nahi Rake Sheshi. Vasudeva Dutt is very liberal. Every day, whatever income he receives, he spends. He does not keep any balance. Grihasta hayena inho chahiye sanchaya sanchaya nakoile kutum balana nahihaya. Being a householder, Vasudeva Dutt needs to spend some money. Because he's not doing so. Needs to save some money. Because he's not doing so, it is very difficult for him to maintain his family. Ihara garera ayavyaya sabatomarastane sarakela hanatumi karihas samadane. Please take care of Vasudeva Dutt's family affairs. Become his manager and make proper judgments. Sure. That's amazing. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vasudeva Dutt and Shivananda Sen were living in the same neighborhood, which is presently called Kumarahatta or Halisahara or Modadrun Dweep. Prativarshe Amara Sabha Bhakta Gana Lana Gundichaya Asibe Sabai Palana Kariya. Come every year and bring all the devotees with you to the Gundicha festival. I also request you to maintain all of them. Kulina Gramire Kahe Samana Kariya Pratyabda Asibe Yatrai Patadorilana. The Lord then, with great respect, extended an invitation to all the inhabitants of Kulina Gram, asking them to come every year and bring silken rope to carry Lord Jagannath during the Rath Yatra festival. Gunaraja Kanakaila Sri Krishna Vijaya Tahan Eka Vakya Tanra Ache Prema Maya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, Gunaraj Khan of Kulinagram compiled a book called Sri Krishna Vijay, in which there's a sentence revealing the author's ecstatic love of Krishna. Okay, purport by Srila Prabhupada. And it's a bit of a substantial purport. So, Sri Krishna Vijaya is a book of poems considered the first poetry book written in Bengal. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that this book was begun in the year 1395 Shakabda, 1473 AD. After 7 years, it was completed in 1402 Shakabda. The book was written in plain language. And even half-educated Bengalis and women could read it very clearly. Even ordinary men with little knowledge of the alphabet could read this book and understand it. Its language is not very ornamental, and sometimes the poetry is not very sweet to hear. Although according to the sonnet style, each line should contain 14 syllables, there are sometimes 16, 12, or 13 syllables. In his verse. Well, I can just mention Krishnadas Kaviraj is like that too. You know, to read Bhagavad Gita, Gita Jayanti is coming up soon, right? When is it? Anyway, whenever it is, it's not long away. But because it's written in such sort of, you know, well-organized Sanskrit, it's really easy to read with the right meter. But Chaitanya Charitamrita, every few sentences, there's some extra syllable or a few, or a syllable or a one or two that are not there. And it makes it more difficult to recite rhythmically. But Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, except for a couple of places where prose is used, generally it's much easier. Right. Many words used in those days could be understood only by local inhabitants. Yeah, well, that's an interesting point. You know, we have photographed quite a few places in the Mayapur area and just not too far from Mayapur. And we've photographed a number of original copies of handwritten books by, you know, how about Lord Chaitanya himself, Gadadhar Pandit, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Krishnadas Kaviraj. It's a fact. At least that's what they say. And as Prabhupada talks about some of those writings in different places in Chaitanya Charitamrita, sounds like it's true. Yeah. So we photograph these. And of course I can't read Bengali properly. But, you know, there's so many Bengali devotees. Obviously they can read it fine. But in some cases we've given copies of these documents, photographs, and ask them, can you please translate this or tell us which verse? They're often verses from Chaitanya Bhagavata, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Can you tell us which verse this is so we can look it up? But they can't read it. They can't read it. Because they say it's an older style of Bengali. And so far, none of it has been read back to us. None of it. I mean, not that there's so much, but there's like five or six places where we photographed. Anyway, okay. Many words used in those days could be understood only by local inhabitants. Yet this book is still so popular that no bookstore is complete without it. It is very, very valuable for those who are interested in advancing in Krishna consciousness. Sri Gunaraj Khan was one of the topmost Vaishnavas, and he translated the 10th and 11th cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam for the understanding of the common man. The book, Sri Krishna Vijay, was highly praised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is very valuable for all Vaishnavas. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives a genealogical table and family history of Gunaraj Khan. When a Bengali emperor named Adisura first came from Kanyakubja or Kanauj, he brought with him five Brahmins and five Kayastas. Since the king is supposed to be accompanied by his associates, the Brahmins accompanied the king to help him in higher spiritual matters. The Kayastas were to render other services. In the northern Indian high country, the Kayastas are accepted as Sudras, but in Bengal, the Kayastas are considered among the higher castes. It is a fact that the Kayastas came to Bengal from northern India, specifically from Kanyakubja or Kanauj. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that the Kayastas who came from Kanyakubja were high-class men. Of them, Dasarath Vasu was a great personality, and the 13th generation of his family included Gunaraj Khan. His real name was Maladhara Vasu, but the title Khan was given to him by the Emperor of Bengal. Thus he became known as Gunaraj Khan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives the following genealogical table of Gunaraj Khan. 1. Dasarath Vasu. 2. Kushala. 3. Shubhashankara. 4. Hansa. 5. Shakti Ram. Baganda. Mukti Ram. Oh, okay. These are all five together. Mukti Ram, Mangara, and Alankara, Bangaja. 6. Damodar. 7. Anantaram. 8. Guninayaka and Vinanayaka. The 12th generation included Bhagirat, and the 13th, Maladhara Vasu, or Gunaraj Khan. Sri Gunaraj Khan had 14 sons, of whom the second son, Lakshminath Vasu, received the title Satyaraj Khan. His son was Sri Ramananda Vasu. Therefore, Ramananda belonged to the 15th generation. Gunaraj Khan was a very well-known and wealthy man. His palace, fort, and temples are still existing. And from these, we can deduce that the opulence of Gunaraj Khan was certainly very great. Sri Gunaraj Khan never cared for the artificial aristocracy introduced by Balal Sen. Hare Krishna. I think that time's up, and I've got a conference call at 8:45. Anyway, so let us finish here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.